Okay, we're on page Chof Zion. No, I'm sorry, we're on page 52. On the top it's 52. We didn't finish the page yet.
Which page is this?
88. Okay. English 88. In English, at the bottom is 88, and the top is 52. Perikl followed, but we're closer to the bottom of the page. Last week we were learning, Dr. Rebbe writes, in the level of the bittul of the worlds, the way all the worlds are nothing because they're all created with one word from Hashem's mouth, compared to the power, speech, thought, and so on. Perikl followed, Dr. Rebbe explains, Hashem is very different than people. What does it mean? When a person speaks, so the words, the speech leaves the person. It becomes measurable, tangible. It's outside of the person. Hashem, on the other hand, because there's nothing outside of Hashem, so Hashem's words, Hashem's speech, never leave Hashem, which is another aspect in the bittul. Even by a person, one word is nothing compared to the essence of the soul, like we learned the last few weeks. But nevertheless, the word separates itself from the person. Because there is no place that Hashem doesn't exist. Hashem exists all over. And you can't say something leaves Hashem. So therefore, there is really no concept of speech by Hashem. Why do we say the word speech by Hashem? So the Rebbe explains, because it has the same concept as human speech. Just by human speech, speech is the revelation of something hidden. Like the person's thoughts or feelings are hidden. If you want to reveal them to somebody else, you speak it. So by Hashem, the concept of speech means the revelation of powers which were previously concealed. But it's not really speech that leaves Hashem, because nothing could leave Hashem. It's basically the concept of a revelation. That's what we're up to now. Okay, let's start 6 lines in the bottom of the page. Or, you know what? Let's go back a little bit. We didn't even finish that. Okay. 11 lines in the bottom. So he says, just like speech down here is a revelation of a concealed thought, kach lemaile be'insav baruch hasodis by Hashem, yitzias ha'ar v'achayis mimenu yisbarich, the revelation and the going out of the revelation and the life from Hashem, me'ahelem elagilui, from the concealment to the revealed, livre elim is to create worlds, ulechayesim and to make them exist, the revelation of Hashem's power to create worlds, is called dibur. It's called speech. Vein hein asara maimaris. These are the 10 sayings shebehem nivra ha'ilam, that Hashem created the world with. What does it basically mean? Not that Hashem spoke, but Hashem revealed himself, like speech is a revelation, and it became created. Vein shar kol ater neviim uksuvim. And so it is in the rest of ter neviim uksuvim of scriptures, that the Nevi'im grasped in the vision of the prophecy. When a Navi says, Koyamar Hashem, when a Navi said over prophecy, it doesn't mean that the Navi heard voices. That, you know, he had somebody talking to him in a dream. It was a revelation of godliness that in revealed words comes out in a certain form. Koyamar Hashem, so God said, it didn't mean that God said it to him verbatim. Hashem revealed himself to him verbatim. But it doesn't mean that the Eibishter speaks. What speech is, it's a revelation of something concealed. The prophecy was concealed. Hashem revealed the revelation, the prophecy to the Navi. Hashem's speech and Hashem's thought, miuchedes ime betachlis hayichud, are united with Hashem, with the ultimate unity, derech mashal, as an analogy, k'may diburi machshavti shel adam, just like the speech and the thought of the person, ba'edim b'keach hachmasi v'sichli, the way it still is within the intelligence, within the intellect, ebetshuka v'chemda b'libei, or in the actual desire of the heart, kredim sha'olsa me'alev l'meach, before it goes from the mind, from the heart to the mind, l'harir but to think of it, p'chinas asius in the form of letters. But the Rebbe is saying it very simple. If you have a feeling, the feeling really has words, but until you actually put it into words, there's no words. But the words existed even in the feeling. But in the feeling, all it was the feeling. When you want to express your feeling, then you say it with words. And the truth of the matter is, any word that you're going to say limits the real feeling, or limits the real seichel. Because once you're expressing it, to reveal a feeling, you can only reveal it in a certain way. It's not the actual essential level of the feeling. So he's explaining, just like by the person, the speech, prior to the time you thought it or spoke it, the way it still was in the intellect or in the emotion, it was one thing with the emotion. That's the way Hashem's speech is even after he speaks it. Because it never leaves him, because there's nowhere to leave. Everything is Hashem. So it's the revelation of Hashem within Hashem himself before he's revealed. And therefore, all world really is God. It's in our opinion, and this Alter Rebbe is going to explain more at the end of this particular paragraph, but let me explain it now. The Alter Rebbe uses the analogy of a snail, or other places when he uses the analogy of a turtle. The snail has a covering. You know, when the snail goes into its shell. The shell is really the snail. It's not the snail is covered with something else outside of the snail. Or the turtle is, the covering of the turtle is something which is outside of the turtle. It is the turtle. Except when we look at the snail, we don't see the crawling snail when you see the shell. That is exactly the way it is by Hashem. The covering that Hashem covers himself with is really Hashem. And in this parak, one second, in this parak, Dr. Rebbe is, as we learn more into the parak, Dr. Rebbe is explaining the concept of Hashem Ho Elokim. Elokim is a concealment, as the Pasuk says in Tillim, Ki Shemesh Umagein Hashem Elokim. Just like the sun and the shield around the sun are the two names of Hashem and Elokim. Hashem is the revelation, and Elokim is a concealment. But the difference is, Hashem is concealing himself with himself. And therefore, he's not concealed. If somebody takes, I mean, Chassidus brings a proof from a halacha, if a man needs a yarmulke, and the man doesn't have a yarmulke, and he puts his own hand on his head, it's not called a covering. If somebody else puts their hand on your head, it's a covering. But to put your own hand on your own head is not a covering, because you can't cover yourself with yourself. Ein es to etzem, master al etzem, which is a Chassidic terminology for it, you can't cover yourself with yourself. If somebody takes their hands and covers their face and says, you can't see me, kids say that, but it's not true. Because the hand is also me. I can cover my face with my hands because my hands is not my face. But if you're covering me, you can't cover yourself with yourself. Hashem Olakim means, and this is a unique concept of Tzimtzum that only God can pull off, and Al-Trebbe says, we can't understand it. that what Hashem does is He covers Himself with Himself in such a way that when we look at the covering, you don't think it's Hashem. When you see the snail in the shell, you don't think it's a snail. But the truth of the matter is, the snail's shell is the snail. It's not something else. And you can't cover yourself with yourself. The only covering is, as far as our perception, our thinking, our understanding is, Hashem is covered. But Hashem is covering Himself with His own power of covering. So the covering is also Hashem. So the covering is Hashem covering Himself with Hashem. So therefore, the entire concept of speech that created the worlds is not something that's separated from Hashem to become a separate entity. It's really Hashem covering Himself with Himself. So what is world essentially? Hashem.
So why don't we call everything Hashem? Why don't we say this is Hashem?
It is Hashem.
I would say that.
No, everything is Hashem. The existence of everything is Hashem.
Right.
But if somebody bows to a table, it's a Aveda Zara. If everything's Hashem, why isn't it should be serving God? The answer is because Hashem doesn't want us to serve those things that conceal Him. Hashem wants us to serve those things that reveal Him. So even though the concealment is really Hashem Himself, but Hashem doesn't want us to bow down to the concealment. Hashem wants us to bow down to Hashem. How can what?
How can something really gross or really vulgar be Hashem?
How can it not be Hashem?
It's so disgusting, some things. I mean, how could it be Hashem? You know what I mean?
That was the opinion of those people that said, Simsim Kipshutei, that they said, how can God find Himself in low physical things? But that's a big mistake. What's closer to Hashem? Spiritual or physical? Just take a vote. What's closer to Hashem? Spiritual or physical?
Neither.
You said four answers, so make up your mind.
It's the same thing, all the answers are the same.
So far from Hashem, that cause is far, far.
The truth is, spiritual and physical are exactly the same. Not only is spiritual and physical equal, if anything, physical reveals a deeper level of godliness than the spiritual does. And that's why when people ask the question, how can Hashem give Torah mitzvahs into a physical world? It's a degrading thing. That's only if you say that Hashem is closer to the spiritual than He is to the physical. Then you can say physical is lower, so why are mitzvahs in this physical, not in the spiritual? The truth of the matter is, Hashem is above and beyond spiritual and physical. The most vulgar, grossest thing that exists is not any further away from Hashem than the highest, most spiritual thing that exists. And the entire existence of that vulgar, gross thing that you're talking about is also coming from Hashem's power in it, keeping it in existence. Because if Hashem wouldn't deal with it, it wouldn't exist.
Yeah, but I have trouble with the fact that let's say a Sefer Torah is the same thing to Hashem, like whatever the Havla, you know? I don't see that, physically speaking. Or spiritually speaking.
Because the physical object of a Sefer Torah was made holy, so in the holy aspect, in the revealed aspect of holiness, that is closer to Hashem.
But we don't see that either.
Yeah, but see, you're
we see with our brain.
There's no difference physically or spiritually, then how can anything be closer or farther from Hashem?
There isn't anything closer or further from Hashem. Hashem says, when you take something physical and do with it what I want you to do with it, you're making it a greater revelation of godliness. That's what Hashem wants us to do. Hashem wants us to reveal godliness. Certain things, we have the ability to reveal godliness, and certain things which are forbidden, like chazer or anything which is forbidden, we don't have the ability to reveal godliness in it. What our job is, to get it out of the way, that it shouldn't block godliness.
Okay, let's
One second. There are positive mitzvahs and there are negative mitzvahs. Right? Things we have to do and things we don't have to do. Now, what's the difference between the do's and the don'ts? Not only, yeah, this you do and this you don't, but what's the concept behind it? The Eibishter wants a world which is holy, Dira B'Tachtenim, a dwelling place down here, that the world should be God's home. In order for the world to be God's home, two things have to happen. You have to take out the garbage, and you have to bring in holiness. Okay. Now, if a person, dark evil is the garbage, so to speak. Evil is the, let's see, to use physical terms and spiritual things, evil is the garbage. That if there's garbage in the house, you can't bring in Kedusha. You can't bring in Kedusha if there's a lot of filth around. So what happens? Hashem made garbage. And Hashem says, I don't want you to give power to the garbage. I don't want you to strengthen garbage. When a person eats chazer, because they're having a shama and they're a Jew and everything, they strengthen the power of evil in the world. What happens when evil becomes stronger? It's a bigger blockage in godliness. That's the concept of the negative mitzvahs. Don't eat chazer, don't wear shatnez, don't speak Lashon Hara, don't do this, 365 don'ts. Why? Those things that the Eibishter said don't do are evil. If we do them, we strengthen evil in the world. If we strengthen evil in the world, that doesn't allow godliness to come into the world. It blocks the way. So the life aspect basically is, don't eat the chazer. When you don't eat it, when you don't do the evil, they become weaker. Every time you don't do it, they become weaker. If they become weaker, they continuously block godliness less. That's one thing. Positive mitzvahs, the concept of a positive mitzvah is when a Jew does something, actively does something, you reveal godliness in the world. When you do an action, you do a mitzvah, you take something physical, you do with it what God wants you to do, you bring Kedusha to the world. That's why, if you ever notice, there is no bracha on a negative commandment. Why don't we make a bracha, Shekechanu b'mitzvahis v'tzivanu, Shaloi le'echol chazer, or Shaloi le'echol shatneis, or Shaloi le'daber lashon hara? There is no bracha, because you don't become holy by not eating it. If you eat it, you become lower. There's no sanctification by not eating. Even the Torah says you should become holy, but it's a different concept. Holiness is a shekechanu b'mitzvahis v'tzivanu. When a Jew does an act of mitzvahs, they reveal, bring godliness into the world. So then you have a total picture. Like this Hashem made, in order for there to be free choice and to show the accomplishment, Hashem made evil in the world. And he said, gave us the opportunity to do good. So Hashem said, but if you do bad, then you're going to strengthen evil. And if you strengthen evil, less holiness is able to come into the world. So to get a total picture, we have to negate the evil, take out the garbage, and at the same time bring in the good stuff. That's what happens when a person does a mitzvah. So is Hashem making the gross, vulgar stuff exist? Of course. Why is Hashem making it exist? Because if they wouldn't exist, and we wouldn't have the opportunity to do the vulgar, gross things, so then we wouldn't be accomplishing Dira
B'Tachtein. Okay, Hashem makes it exist, but it's Hashem. It is Hashem. Like the most evil person in the world, that is Hashem. It's just more concealed.
Right. It becomes concealed to such an extent, it becomes concealed to such an extent that the Kedusha itself, which is really Kedusha, becomes treif.
What?
Treif.
What do you mean, Kedusha?
It becomes so concealed.
What Kedusha?
The expression that the Rebbe Rashab gives, the Rebbe brings it down, is Chatichim Nasas Nevela, which is when we learn in Basav Achalav, we learned the piece of meat. And there's no shishim, there's no 60. So now the piece of meat becomes treif. Right? Because you didn't have 60 times the amount to nullify it. If this, let's say a piece of milk, meat, falls into 30 times the amount of milk. No 60. So now this piece of meat is treif. Because it has 30 parts milk, right? If this meat falls into other meat, you need 60 times the whole size of the meat, not 60 times the original amount of the milk. Understand? Why? Because this piece now became treif, that you need 60 times that amount, not 60 times the original milk. Because there's a logic to say, if it falls into more milk, meat, and now altogether I have meat to nullify the 60, why don't I have it? The whole piece becomes treif. Even though it's really not. But the whole thing becomes treif. Shor's Kripsa Tmeyas, She'en Bo'em Teif Klal, doesn't mean there's no good because God keeps it in existence. The good is totally unnoticeable, unrecognizable, to such an extent it looks evil.
It is unrecognizable on whatever it is, but still it is the same, like there's the same amount of godliness in that, or God in that, whatever you want to call it, there.
Not revelation wise.
Not
revelation wise. Revealed wise, there is a big difference. Revealed wise, if this sefer falls on the floor, you have to kiss it. You can't take this sefer halachically into the bathroom. This table is on the floor and will continue to stand on the floor, and you don't have to kiss it. And you can even take the table into the bathroom. Aye, there's godliness in the table keeping it existing, but it's not a revealed level of godliness. This, because a sefer was made into a sefer, it has revealed godliness. So if you're talking about revealed levels of godliness, there's much more godliness in this sefer, which is called holy, than in the table, which is called mundane. And definitely much more than it is in evil.
So a non-con person, is that revealed or not revealed?
Revealed, if they're not doing Torah mitzvahs, the neshama is not revealed. Is the neshama there? Yeah, the neshama is there as much as it is in the Moshe Rabbeinu. But revealed-wise, there is no revealed godliness in a Jew that doesn't keep mitzvahs. That doesn't mean you can't awaken it, because it's there. Like we learned in the other classes, a child who misbehaves completely, a complete rebel, from A to Z, is not less child. And the best behaved child is not more child than the other one. Behavioral wise, in the relationship with the parent, there's a big difference. But in child wise, there is no difference that this one is more child or less child, more son, more daughter than the other one. They're the same son, the same daughter. Relationship, that is a big difference.
Can do a lot of mitzvahs. For example, be kind to other people, but maybe not my Shabbos candles. So we can judge her whether it's revealed or not revealed.
That's why you need a total picture of mitzvahs.
Like only Hashem.
Only Hashem could judge who is good and who is not good. Okay, so he says, Sha'az, then, before you started thinking about this, the letters of thought or speech, Hanemshachas mechamde v'tshuka zu, that become drawn from this desire, that once you put it into words, b'keich v'lev, is in the power, potentially in the heart. Mechadish sham v'tachlos ha'yichud, and it's united there with the ultimate level of unity, in the source which is chokhmah and seichel of the meyach, and the midah, the tshuka lev, the feeling or an emotion of the heart. Meaning, the letters exist within the actual emotion. The letters exist within the actual intellect. But the way the letters are in the feeling or in the intellect, all it is the feeling or the intellect. And that's the same way by Hashem. Just like over there, it never left the intellect. Before you think about it, it never left it. The same thing, Hashem's speech never leaves Hashem. All you have is Hashem revealing Himself to Himself, within Himself, in a way that other people think it's something else. I mean, people. But we...
No, exactly.
You don't
even
see that.
Right.
I mean, we are
also Hashem.
I want to see the person that's going to tell me they don't exist.
No, but according to what you're telling...
According to Teda, you exist.
Because Hashem has covered Himself a lot.
Right, and the covering is a reality. It's not bluff.
Right.
It's a real cover that Hashem makes us really exist, but we're really God. To use nice... You want to use... I can tell you a nice word. The ultimate concept of this is that Hashem exists where He doesn't. Hashem is where He isn't. And only God could.
Be God like a table or a book or something else, no? It's the same.
The essence is the same. The revelation is different. A sefer is a greater revelation of godliness than the book. Than a table, than a book.
Than a person.
But it depends when they're doing. When they're doing a mitzvah, there's more godliness revealed. They're doing an aveda, there's less godliness revealed. That doesn't make him less Jew or more Jew. It makes him more connected, less connected.